1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Hello, 1, 2, we are testing, we are testing.
Shindiggery, I think.
Ian Lee, Shindiggery. Guaranteed to have a ball at this online party. It's dangerous, mysterious. You could even describe it as quite shindiggerous.
All right. And we went and I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What's your problem?
Oh, play that magic, Mr. Fingers.
Shindiggery, I think.
La la la.
Ow, la, 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 la.
Yeah, hit it. Download it now. We'll tell you how. And you can join us at this hip and happening Shindiggerous crowd. Podcast it on iTunes as your favorite MP3. They call it Shindiggery. Yeah.
And I thoroughly recommend it.
Morning. Right. This is ridiculously early for me. It's 9:17 on a Friday morning. And I have got sod all to do all day. Absolutely nothing to do all day. So I am going to record a shindiggery, and I am going to tidy the attic, and I am going to masturbate a hell of a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Why the hell not? It's a wonderful, gorgeous, sunny day. Always makes me feel a little bit fruity. First of all, let us have a listen to what craziness is on the shindiggery answer phone, shall we? So I just need to, I don't know the number. Hang on a second. You're putting the microphone down here. You're going to hear all of the, Sharia law used in the UK. Fantastic. Libsyn. No, that's not it. IanLee.libsyn.com. So the phone number is 07904709411. Ring that through. Okay.
Shindiggery is and always will be.
Please enter your PIN. No new message.
What?
Your mailbox. To change
what?
Mailbox features, press 2.
I've got
for help.
What?
0.
Sorry? Disappointing.
Please select your option now.
No, go. I've hung up on you. Thank you. Disappointing. Balls to you. Where the hell have you been? Right. Okay, here's your mission. There's lots of plugs in this week's shindiggery, by the way. Call up the phone box now. 07904-709-411. 07904-709-411. Come on, you bastards. Don't let me down like I've been letting you down hideously. Okay, right. Well, as I have the phone here, another thing we can do is I can tell you the adventure I've been having trying to get a side door put on the flat. Okay, now, let me explain. There is an alleyway at the side of the flat going from the front garden to the back garden, okay? There is a door there currently. So if you in the back garden, you can open this door, you step through, you're into the front garden. Okay? That's how it works. The door doesn't take you inside, it can only take you outside because you're outside when you open it. Excuse me. I phoned up some shitty door place and it took me 20 minutes to explain the concept that I think you have already picked up in about 2 minutes there. Anyway, after 20 minutes of this, I wish I'd recorded the beginning of this phone call because it is fantastic. The guy was then saying, yeah, we can't come around for a quote. You give us all of the details about the door, we'll tell you how much it is. And I'm like, well, could you come around for a quote, please? Just come around and give me an estimate. Yeah, we can't do that. Why don't you tell us the measurements and what kind of door you want, and we will give you an estimate over the phone. I said, well, no, could you? I'm really looking for someone to come and give me an estimate. I lie on the phone call. I say two other companies have already given me a estimate. They haven't, but that's by the by. He comes back. His name's Anthony, by the way. He comes back and says, we can come and give you a quote, but it's £100 plus VAT. £100 plus VAT. I think that's roughly where we join the conversation. So let's have a listen.
Old message. Message 1. Thursday. Pause.
Oh. Hang on, I'm trying to do the volume here. Oh, this is as loud as it'll go. Okay, right, hang on, let's...
Message 1. Thursday, 3rd of July, 2:31 p.m.
Oh, this is me on hold. What music is that? Anyway, this is their hold music. Which is bloody lovely, isn't it?
Hello.
I say, yeah, I just spoke to the manager again.
Yes.
Just a quick verbal communication. Basically, he's actually said, because it's a normal 5-mile radius
yes.
to come out, basically, what you can do,
yes.
if you could get the other door company nearer to you, to basically to have a survey, and then you could actually come and get the door from us, if you want.
What?
Well,
That's an alternative as well.
Yeah, or I could just get the other door company that comes and gives me the survey to do it. That's obviously the easiest thing to do, isn't it?
Not really, if you could do it by both ways, because you wouldn't compare the prices, you see what I mean?
Well, yeah, but to be honest, I've just had a quick verbal communication with my girlfriend, and we're kind of thinking if you can't be bothered to come out to give us a quote, then...
No, it's not about bothering, sir. As you know, we've got a reputation of a door-to-door, so I'm a professional...
Well, I don't know what your reputation is. I'm sure it's superfluous, but £100 to come and give us a quote seems a little bit... It seems a little bit.
Not really, sir, because we have to come out all the way. Well, so you see what I'm saying?
It won't cost you £100 to come from Stretton to Muswell Hill, will it? It wouldn't cost you £100. You could get a travel car for £5. And say the other two companies we've had have... I've never had a company come round to give me a quote for any work and require £100 plus that.
All right.
I've never, ever had that for anything. We've had a lot of work done to the flat.
I understand what you're saying, but let me just put you through to my manager and see what he says.
Okay, lovely. These people are bonkers. Actually bonkers. He said we can get someone else to give them a quote, and then we can go to them and get them to do it. Hello? I think he's just hung up on me. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're speaking to Thomas. How can I help you, sir?
Sorry?
Hello, you're speaking to Thomas. I understand you require a survey.
Well, yes. I don't know how you can help me. The gentleman I was just speaking to, Anthony, I believe his name was, just put me through to you. I'm slightly unsure why.
Okay, he said that he was a little bit unsure. All it is that obviously we're based in South East London. I mean, if you've got like a local company who's nearer to you,
yes.
But I mean, it's too far for us to.
Sorry, just when I spoke to the young lady yesterday on the phone, she said that it wasn't a problem. I didn't realise you were based in Streatham, and the young lady yesterday didn't seem to think that it was a problem. And £100 plus VAT. I have never had a company come round to give me a quote, and I've had to pay them £100 plus VAT just for a quote. That was all I was saying to Anthony.
I appreciate what you're saying. I mean, as I say, we can quote you from here. As I say, if you could take some approximate measurements and send an attachment via email.
What?
Upon confirmation of the order, we do actually come out and double-check the measurements.
I would hope you would double-check the measurements. I'm not a door expert. I'm not a handyman. I'm not good at measuring or anything like that. I was hoping... This has all got slightly out of hand. I was just hoping to get a company that would come and give me a quote, like the other two companies have done. So you're obviously unable to do that, and you think that £100 plus VAT is justified. I don't, so we'll leave it there.
No problem at all, sir.
Thank you.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
What a cock. Shindiggery. Okay. You're in for a rare treat here, Shindiggery listeners, for I'm actually going up to the bedroom. Yeah, that's right. This is the bedroom. This is where all of the action takes place. By action, I mean, obviously, sleeping. And I'm going into the attic space here to clear the attic space out Oh, have you seen Summer Heights High, by the way? You've got to watch Summer Heights High on BBC Three. It's hilarious. If only for a guy called Jonah. Please, sir, you're a fucking hummer, sir. Go fuck yourself, sir. Oh, God, look at the state of this shithole. Right. There's a suitcase full of adult literature and, clothes for dressing up in. I'm not ashamed to say that I like a bit of dressing up in the bedroom. You know, French maid, naughty schoolboy, vampire, fireman, and it's an actual replica kit of the fire kit worn by the New York firefighters on September the 11th, 2001. I think you can work out what the fantasy situation is there. It's very, very erotic. And there's all of this. There's another suitcase full of stuff like that. Also, dress up in clothes similar to those worn by the Yorkshire Ripper when he was arrested. It's just a, you know, it's just a thing that that I've got going that I kind of like. So that's cool. There's some pirate gear there. Now that's not for anything too erotic. Oh, look, there's two fans in there. How exciting. Well, this is mainly a visual experience. You're not really getting the full the full force of what is available here to be seen. Look, there's a GameCube. That should be in the museum. There's my PlayStation 2. That should be in the museum. Oh, Jesus, this is going to take forever, isn't it? Fuck it. I mean, I could just... No, carry on. Onwards and upwards. What the fucking hell is that? Right, I'm going to go and get my slippers. I'll be back in a second. In case you were wondering. Right, well, I'm looking. This is the attic space. I have two attic spaces in my room. I've already cleared one. I'm now embarking on another, and I'm really thinking this is going to be a shitty job. I'll tell you what, I'll come back to you if anything exciting happens, okay? Fair deal? Good work.
Hi, we're the GMF Bombers, and we're here to say...
Shindiggery.
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 Well, nothing exciting has happened, to be honest. I'm listening to Victoria Derbyshire and I'm sorting through a load of shit. Should I throw my flange pedal and my reverb away? Yes, I will, because I haven't used them for 20 years. They're going in the bin. See you soon.
You're listening to Ian Lee's Shindiggery, home of the hits.
Well, Victoria Derbyshire's having an argument about Muslims. Go on, blooming Muslims! And the attic is almost tidy. I just need to clear it all up now and go off to my drug rehabilitation centre, just for a urine sample and all of that. So, listen, next time I speak to you, I'll be back downstairs in the spare room. In fact, no, sod it. I'll just go straight into the link from here, shall I? That's a bit more exciting. What you're about to hear is a show that I did, probably on XFM. I've not decided which one I'm going to play you yet. Like years ago, I was doing the 11 o'clock show, so I don't know, 8 years ago or something like that. I probably sound like a prick. I can't bear to listen to it myself. Enjoy.
I swear to God, my love was true. In everything I say and do, say and do. Say and do. I've seen your face so many times, many times. Could this be a state of mind, state of mind, state of mind? I swear to God, my love is true, love is true, love is true in everything I say and do. Say and do. Let's hear the tape back up.
Oh man.
No. Get out of here, man.
See ya, Alan. Alan McGee, what a crazy guy.
A character.
Well, he has been entertaining. He's playing Low Fidelity All Stars there, as you know, and he was entertaining us like star. Nice one, man. Take it easy.
Respect.
He's a tit, wasn't he? I know. Why did he get his penis out? Is that entertaining? Is that really funny?
Come on, you know.
Doing a ventriloquist act with his winky.
Well, look, there's obviously he's been entertaining us in ways that we can't really say on the air. Hey, but listen, no, he's a good
I've got a message for you, Trevor. It's a subliminal message.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll play this record, see if you can guess what I'm trying to say to you. Any ideas? Don't pull faces, man. There's a message for you.
No, I'm not with you, Ian.
Shall we just listen? There's a hidden message for you. It's just sort of what I've been thinking throughout the week.
Are you trying to say I'm a wolfter again? Eh?
Just listen. Yeah? You listening? It's quite catchy, isn't it? Anything from that, Fred?
Don't know. Anyway, give us a call. 08700 800 1234. Give us your views. What have you been reading in the paper? What did you think of what you read in the paper? Remember that number again, Ian. Ian, the number.
London's 104.9.
Sex FM.
08700 800 1234.
Oh, the lines have gone crazy again. Let's take a call live on air.
Can't do that, Trev. No one's actually phoned up.
Come on, call up now. We'll take your call immediately.
You're not supposed to sound desperate. You're not supposed to be like begging for people to come on
Yeah,
the
you
air.
See, the illusion is, yeah, that the switchboard gets jammed. But the fact of it is about 20 people call us during the course
Hello,
of the
show. Hello, Sex FM. Oh. They've gone, you see.
Oh, man.
You
come on.
Sound desperate. You can't say beg people. Look, we'll play a record.
No, give us a call now. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Hello, XFM.
Hi, it's Ed.
Is it Ed?
Ed, anyone who doesn't listen to this show regularly is only listening for the first time tonight. Sod off. We don't want you listening. For regular listeners, this is Ed, the boffin, who came in last week. He set up a website, www.geocities.com/Ian Lee Show. He came in last week with his camera, took lots of pictures, sort of got on Trevor's nerves a little bit, actually. Trevor was a little bit annoyed when he went. Took loads of pictures. What happened to the pictures, Ed?
The film weren't loaded properly, man. There was a problem with the film.
There was a problem with the film. I see.
A problem
no,
with the film
anyway, Ed, no problem, man. Did you email Ian about
Yeah.
Did you get a digital camera?
No, I haven't got one. But
all right, well,
I was suspicious when he came in taking pictures with what looked like a fag packet. It's got to be said.
Ed wants to come in again and do the whole thing again, man.
Ed's a tricky son.
That's what he wants.
No, I'm not trying to angle another visit.
Oh, so that's okay, Ed. I mean, ask Ian. Ian.
Yeah, he can sod off. Bloody hell, they
Steve,
were loud,
Steve,
weren't they? Amen. That was amen. Speed.
We've got technical Steve in tonight because you're useless at plumbing driving the desk.
I'm not useless at plumbing driving the desk, Trevor. Well, I just don't know what all these buttons do. I just don't know what they do.
Steve,
especially this one here. That turns us off.
Steve's not allowed to talk. Stevie boy.
Yeah, so I can call Steve a bender and do that, and he can't say anything.
Nah, I'll leave it here.
No, I don't want it, because he's an arse, aren't you, Steve?
I'm Steve, and I'm...
I'm technical the new. I'm technical the new.
I'm technical the new. I'm technical the new. It's Scott Steve.
Yeah, Scott Steve. A lot of Scott's people are quite technical.
Well, I believe they are. Hello, XFM.
Hi, I just wanted to say thanks for playing Amen, because you don't usually play rock stuff, do you?
We're playing rock now, listen to this.
Oh yeah, that's really nice.
What's your name, sir?
My name's John, mate.
John, mate. Whereabouts are you from, John, mate?
I'm from Wembley.
Wembley?
Yeah.
Trevor, now you've got a funny story about Wembley, haven't you, Trev? Go on, tell it.
Yeah, I was up in Wembley the other day. Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? Thanks ever so much for calling. Give us a call, 08700 800 1234, and join in the madness that's joined. Hey, you know, what was the Aussie fella who used to work on the show? Byron.
Barden.
What was his last name? His name was either Kapowski or Cook. Which was it, Byron Kapowski or Byron Cook?
Barden Cook.
Barden Kapowski. Barden Kapowski is joining us live at 10 from Australia.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I know, I wasn't that bothered either, but he emailed me, he said he was desperate. So Barden Kapowski...
Do you think he's listening on the web now, man?
No, he's not. They don't have computers in Australia because they all melted in the heat.
Right.
As we all know, it's very, very hot
anyway,
over there.
Anyway, look, we've got a couple of great sites you
so
can
So, Bard and Kapowski fans, if you're listening, 10 o'clock. Yes, Byron? I've gone mental. I always do this. Go on, you talk.
Right, OK. There's a couple of great sites you can visit if you've got nothing better to do and you're on the computer. geocities.com/Ian Lee Show or geocities.com/Trevor Dome.
Trevor, I've got to stop you there. Hello, XFM. Who's this?
Bobby Frostbubs. I'm both a record in my room.
Whoa.
It's absolutely bonkers. Here's one of those records. I don't know what's going on. They're scary.
Crazy. Email me live now, TrevorDome.com.
Oh, you ponce. Can't stand that stuff, makes me sick. London's 104.9 Sex FM. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Trevor Jackson. Welcome.
We make it sound so smooth. You can call us 08700 800 1234. You can email me ian.lee@xfm.co.uk or go to the website www.xfm.co.uk, or you can email Trevor at
TrevorDome@Hotmail.com.
There's also www.geocities.com/Ian Lee Show. There's also...
You don't need to do the www bit. It just draws it out longer. geocities.com/TrevorDome.
Yeah.
Or geocities.com/Ian Lee Show. Come on, join the party.
And if you're using the internet, I'd put www. Before those addresses.
Well, everybody knows that.
Well, not everybody does, Trevor, because not everyone is as super clever and brainy as you are. Just your head's the size of a pumpkin. Why is your head the size of a pumpkin this week?
Shut up, you big girl.
Are you still getting paid for those injections? Trevor does this thing where your students do it and drunks do it. They do that thing where they get paid to have new drugs tied on them.
The drug test.
What drugs did you have tested on you this week?
Well, what it was, it's for smokers.
Yeah.
It's certain drugs for smokers they wanted to test.
Yeah.
So they give you, free cigarettes.
Nice one.
And these pills to take.
Wicked.
But I don't actually smoke, so I've had to start smoking as
well. So is that why you got your head swollen up, because of these pills? And there's someone on the line. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Who's this? It's bonkers.
Hi.
It's blooming bonkers on a Sunday night. Who's this?
What's your name, my dear?
What's your name, my darling?
Joe.
What's it? Sorry, I was talking over that.
Yeah, as always.
What is your name?
As always.
Shut up, Trevor.
I heard Joe. How are you, love?
I'm all right.
What's your problem tonight?
I've cut her off. It's bonkers. Hello, who's this?
I'm...
Hello, who's this?
Oh, it's me.
If you want to be part of the fun, give us a call now.
Yeah, Ian, it's supposed to be a problem corner, you know?
Oh. I've just cut them all off and I'm not going to talk to any of them.
What's your name, young man?
I've cut him off. Let's just do one more. Let's see if... Hello, who's this?
It's me.
Hey, what's your problem tonight, sir?
I haven't got a face.
Oh, man. That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, can you be quiet? Yeah. Look, I've just been visiting a...
Don't give out the address.
Okay. A certain website, yeah? Which shows you all sort of terrible pictures of, like, dead people and stuff.
And what were we just looking at?
A man with no face.
And now there's a man with no face on the phone.
Is it you, sir?
I have no face.
Fantastic. Well, brilliant. What can you say to that?
Maybe that was the man involved in a motorcycle
accident. Now, sir, when you lost your face, was it a motorcycle accident or was it a fungus, a deadly fungus? It's Belston.
I lost it and I can't find it.
Yeah. Was it a deadly fungus that ate it or was it a motorbike accident? We're just arguing about it, me and Trev.
I have no faith.
Trevor, I'm going to persevere with this.
No, that's
was it
funny,
a deadly
man.
Fungus or was it a motorbike accident?
It was faith.
Oh, come on, get on with it, man.
No, I want to know what is his time he's wasting, not mine. I'm paid to sit here all night. Don't press that. It's the wrong button. Oh, here's a record. It's on this show because we're number one in London. Kiss it, the rest of London, and all you local radio jocks, kiss it.
And the rest of the XFM DJs, to
be
quite honest.
Yeah, the Ring of Power.
Who else gets adverts on Time Out, eh?
No one.
Zane and Dermot.
The rest of you can kiss it. The Ring of Power has been smashed by my mighty rod.
Oh, man.
Ugh, there's bad taste in my mouth. Just after 10, we're going to have our Australian correspondent, Baden Kapowski, live from Australia, reporting on the Barry White concert that we were talking about last week.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Shite, he was shouted at. So that'll be exciting. Baden Kapowski, any fans that remember him, we'll look forward to that. The 10:30 prize drop draw giveaway, which will be happening at 10:30 tonight. What a lot of stuff we've got. We've got the Sanctuary comic that was donated by Ed, that weird bloke, last week. Look at these brilliant CDs.
Ed, by the way, I think you can come in again.
For 10 minutes, not too long, sure. A little bit scary. There's got to be about 15 CDs there, Trev. We'll be dropping those out the window at 10:30. If you think you can be outside the studios, and give us a call. Oh, wait, 780. Give them monkeys.
I will actually have to be going down to give the prizes away personally
Trevor's,
this evening.
Trevor said going down.
No, I will personally hand them over to you myself. No, we'll send Steve down. That's what we'll do. Scottish Steve, the technical...
Oh, yeah, he's sitting in the corner. He can't speak. He can fix the problems, but he cannot speak, can you, Steve?
Not allowed.
I've got to speak, sir. I've got to take crack.
The bosses of XFM have deemed it...
Sexually improper for him
Steve
to speak.
To talk.
His
anyway,
voice would...
Yeah, so Steve will be going down to... said it again. To give the CDs away.
Going down.
So if you think you can make it to the studio for 10:30...
Give us a call. 08700-81234 Barton Kapowski come after 10. But first, here's Lemon Jelly and their brand new single. Hope you like it.
Oh. This is... Basic plucking or...
Oh, it's this one. It's rubbish, isn't it?
What was it called again? The Stanford Lick.
The chord of C.
Hold on. Let's just talk plucking all the way through.
Yeah, let's not. Let's give him a chance.
Then pluck the third, I second, and first strings all together nice, with the first,
they just copied this off a tape.
D. D.
D.
D.
D.
D.
D. D.
Bagpuss, it sounds like bagpuss. Dee 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 dee.
I don't think. London's 104.9 Sex FM. This is Ian Lee, and over there in the corner in the blue shirt, it's
Trevor Jackson. Ian, do you have to do that? Like, every time we come on air, you pretend like we've been talking about something. But actually, we haven't, yeah? It's just like wearing a bit
thin. It's got to be true. When we're playing the records and the adverts, there's a terrible, terrible cold silence in there, isn't it? Awful,
yeah, come
awkward.
On. Give us a call. 08700-800-1234. Or visit me.
I don't like
Trevor. Trevor Dome. Oh, man. I keep forgetting my email.
I don't like Trevor.
because I've gone off him quite a bit. She's getting on my nerves. She just keeps talking all the time.
Trevor Dome at Hotmail.
All the time, just talking all the time. Won't you shut up? I just put up with it for the rest of the show.
You're right, Trev.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Send us an email, yeah. trevordome.com.
Hey, we've got Bard and Kapowski coming on 10 past 10 with his grandmother reporting on the Barry White concert last week.
Oh, yeah, live from Sydney.
Live, what is it, Sydney? It's Australia, isn't it?
And we've got Ken Okinawa phoning up with our gig guide. Ken, friend of the show.
Ken Okinawa?
Yeah, you know, the young man that came in.
Hey, the prize drop draw, 11:30 prize drop draw,
yeah,
at 10:30.
Yeah, no one's called. Come on, if you think you can make callers. It down to the studio.
At 10:30 for the prize drop draw. Hello, XFM.
Hi, it's Joe again.
Hi there. Hello, XFM.
I'm a cow called William.
Do you think you can make it to the studio for 10:30?
I think I can't, you...
Hello, XFM.
Hello, can I have a please?
No. Hello, XFM.
Hello.
Can you make it to the studio for 10:30?
No, can I get a dedicated record, though?
Yeah, go on then. Hello, XFM.
I have no face.
Now, was it fungal or a motorbike
come on,
accident?
He's blowing tight and it's cool, man. It's going to be all like this all night.
Hello, XFM.
Hello again.
Hello, can you make it to the studio for 10:30?
Yes, I can. I'm a cow called William.
Ah, you couldn't last time. Hello, XFM.
Hello, mate. Yeah, sorry, my phone cracked up. Can I have a request?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah,
Oh, dear, I think his phone cracked up again. Oh, Bard and Kapowski coming soon. Public places, low gold.
Ian Lee, XFM.
That was a little bit wet, that song, was it? Low gold. Now it's 12 minutes past 10 on the Ian Lee Shun Sundays. We should have a live link-up from the past. You may remember when I first started, we used to be helped out by a young New Zealand guy called Bardon Kapowski. Bardon, are you on the line?
Sorry, I'm a bit busy at the moment.
What's going on there, Bardon?
I'm running a cleaning business here in Sydney, and it's not Bardon.
Right.
If you actually remember, it's actually Byron. We worked together for a year.
Byron. Is Bardon there, please?
No, I'm the one that worked with you. I'm Byron.
You've changed. That's fantastic. You've gone to a new country. You've changed your name. Why are you
not... No, I didn't change my name.
Right.
I've always been Byron. We worked together for a year.
These Aussie guys are bonkers, aren't they?
Crazy,
okay, Bardon, Byron.
Well, Ian, this is really pissing me off. Like, we worked together for a year, mate, hey. And I'm back here. Did you know I'm running a cleaning business? Because I took our tapes back from all the work that we did together on that show that you might remember.
Great shows.
And that no one will employ me.
What do you mean no one will employ you?
Well, they heard the tapes, didn't they?
They were good tapes, man, good
what
tapes.
What radio station's going to put someone like that on the radio, especially after the things you were saying on the tape?
I don't broadcast
You've
it
You've destroyed my career, and now you can't even remember my name.
All right, Bardon.
Yeah, hang on, I'll be right with you, Mr. Smith. I've just got to do a radio show. Sorry.
Well, blimey, he's got... Well, Trevor's taking your place now. Trevor was the mental bloke who used to just phone in and scare us. He's getting paid top dollar.
Remember that bloke that used to ring in a taxi and he was completely mental?
It's Trevor. He's getting paid £500 a night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm really happy for him. Things are going so well for
him. Say hello to Bardon, remember?
Byron, did you get
Byron,
email,
actually,
mate?
Yes. Byron. So I'll just turn the vacuum off,
Trevor. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Did you get my email, Byron?
Sorry, sir, the Domestos is... We've had problems with the supplies. Oh, Trevor.
You crazy cat.
How are your coolies?
Did you get me email, Byron?
Yeah, thank you. It's great. You know, it's great to talk to someone who took my old job, and there's no hard feelings, I can assure you. Tim, is it?
Well, the thing is, Ian still has trouble driving the desk, as they say.
Shut up, man.
No, there might be a place for you here, Byron, as my assistant.
As a panel operator. Thank you, Trevor. No, that's fantastic. Did you... my grandma was meant to do a report for you guys about a Barry White concert.
That's what we phoned up for, because it was a big press story over here last week. Barry White was doing a concert in Sydney, which I believe is in Australia, near where you live. And he got booed off stage. People were shouting, Barry Shite. Very controversial. And your gran was at the concert, was she?
Yeah, I wasn't, because I can't afford to go to concerts, but my grandma can. Do you want me to try and fetch her?
Well, if you wouldn't mind, that is the whole point of this link-up, Barden.
Oh, of course, just one moment. Maybe if you and Trevor can amuse yourselves for 30 seconds or so, and I'll just get grandma.
Okay, I'll play the Barry White bed, shall I, that I was going to play?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I guess I'll find it.
And in the meantime, I've just received an email. Somebody says... hi, Trev. Please say hi to my 22-year-old sister, who's been...
She's here now. She's just walking down the stairs. She's helping me with my cleaning business.
You employ your grandmother?
Yeah, my grandma. Yes. I'll put her on to talk about the Barry White concert,
okay,
shall I?
OK, I'll get the Barry... Here comes the Barry White bed. Here we go. Go on.
Oh, that's fantastic. OK. Talk to her. Okay. Her name's Grandma.
Hello, Grandma.
Hello.
Hello, Grandma. How old are you, can we ask, first of all?
Oh, me? Listen, dear, I'm only 53.
You can't be a grandma at 53. In fact, you don't even sound that old.
Oh, my dear, I certainly am.
You sound absolutely delightful.
Oh, look, I am.
Now, listen, let's not get ahead of ourselves. You're at the Barry White concert, were you?
Yes, I was. The very first show.
And you're a big fan of Barry?
Very much so.
But what was going on?
I was. I'm not now.
What happened that was so controversial?
Oh, it was just dreadful, absolutely dreadful. Look, when we went in, we weren't very far from the front.
Yeah.
And when he came out, it was stunning. I stood up on the seat because I'm only short and I had a look, blah, blah, blah.
He got on the stage
and he had too many clothes on to begin with, with all the lighting and everything.
What do you mean he had too many clothes on? Hang on a second. He had too many clothes on. Maybe he was cold.
Well, he had the pants, he had a shirt, he had another jacket, then he had another three quarter.
Well, maybe he had a cold, Grandma.
He had a shirt and a jacket on, Grandma.
No, he didn't have a cold. He didn't have a cold. But I can tell you, there was no cold.
Grandma,
Grandma,
everybody has a bad day, you know, and Big Barry,
Trevor's very excited. He's a big Barry White fan and he's defending him. Okay, listen, so he had too many clothes on. What else was wrong with
him? And then what he did, he sat down on the stool, so that meant while he was facing up...
He did a stool on stage?
Yeah, he had the stool facing up. That meant the people behind me, he had their back to them while he was singing. But when he was singing, he kept wiping the perspiration off his face.
He's a fat man.
When he did see him, he only saw half of his face.
Yeah, right. Grandma, did you come from South Central LA, did you? Did you make it from South Central LA, you know, to the big time? No.
You live in the outback.
No, I didn't.
Look, Big Barry is allowed to have a day off now and again.
Oh, come on. Listen, $129 he's allowed to have a day off. That's
Grandma? I'm glad he had a bad day in Sydney, yeah? And not somewhere that mattered.
Oh, boy, yeah. Have a bad day.
It could have been London. He's obviously using the Sydney ones as a warm-up.
Barry.
Listen,
get real.
Grandma, were you one of the ones standing on a seat shouting out Barry Shite?
Yeah, I was, no.
You cheeky woman, did you?
I was hearing him when he first came on, but then I was bloody booing him to get off.
You home
Yankee. God, give me my money back. What a disgrace.
Listen, are you going to go and see any more pop concerts in the near future?
My very word, I am.
Well, who are you going to go see?
I was a very big fan of, I still am, of Barbara.
Grandma, shut up a second.
She was worth every cent of it.
Shut up. Are you going to, listen, we've got about 30 seconds. Are you going to go and see any concerts in the near future?
I certainly will.
Well, what are they?
Whatever good ones that come out.
Well, you've got that booked up. That's what we're trying to establish.
The name of Barry White.
Changing to try to please me.
Put Barden on the line, please.
Sting was stunning.
Put Barden on the line. I don't want to hear about Sting.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Oh, okay, here he is.
Yeah,
goodbye, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma.
Barden, I don't want to be rude. She was rubbish.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my grandmother you're talking about, actually. My grandmother.
Pardon, I know I'm crossing the line here. She was rubbish. She shouldn't have been reporting on XFM. This is a top quality station.
I know it's an alternative station, but did you know that Sting is really alternative again? Have you heard his latest album?
Oh,
you wouldn't
it?
Have known, because you're too busy in there with Trevor. I've got some cleaning to do, if you don't mind.
Byron,
I'm a busy guy, Ian.
Before you go, man, I've received an email. It says, "Hi, Trev, please say hi to my 22-year-old sister who's been in Australia for the last half year. I'm taping the show to send to her as a Christmas present."
Do you see what the show's become since you left, Byron?
It's awful.
Please come back.
Okay.
Please come back.
Fire him.
I can't get rid of him.
Have him fired and I'll come back, all right? Cheers, I've got to go. I've got to clean up.
No worries, I'll sort it out. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Peppers.
Mate.
Trev, you're on the radio. Do some talking.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, basically, Ian's on the phone trying to get the number for the Mounties, the Canadian Mounted Police Force, and we're going to do this week's hoax call. So that'll be coming up in a minute. He's just getting the number at the moment. Anyway, let's have a look at my email box. And, well, any...
thank you.
Thing you want to talk to us about this week?
Sorry, I'm just trying to get this. Cause Trevor's got an hilarious idea for getting the Canadian Mounties. He's going to phone them up and really, really give it to them good. Just phoning up International Director Inquiries. Got the most miserable old git on the phone ever. What down, please? Montreal. That's a province. Quebec. That's a province. I don't know. What sound did we say in the end? Trevor, I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you.
Hi.
I'm going to play a record.
Don't like the direction you are going to. Seems to lack the attention that it used to. Stayed all night and get high with
London 24.9, Sex FM. Trevor's been swearing on the phone. What the hell was going on there, man?
No, or somebody phoned up Steve.
08700 800 1234.
They said, when's this poop off the air, because it's boring, yeah?
Well,
yeah, thanks a lot, yeah? If you
they're
think
saying
the show's
this show's
boring,
we better just move it up a gear. I don't accept that as criticism. I take that as a challenge, Trevor, to make this show even better.
You know what? You're
than
right,
it is now.
Man.
Even
you're
better.
Right.
What is the... What can we do? What radio bandwagon can we jump on to just make this show really bitching, man?
I'll tell
wicked.
You what we'll do. We'll call the Mounties, yeah?
The Canadian Mounties.
The Canadian Mounties, yeah. And we'll complain about balloons. Yeah. Balloon police force.
I tell you what, if you can wind up the Canadian Mounties, Trevor, I will bum you every day for a year. I do not believe you've got the balls to do it.
Come on, let's do it, man. Right, you've got listen. The number.
Yeah, I've got the number. Let's play a record, and then Trevor is good. I don't believe he's going to do it. He probably won't. He'll bottle out like a big gay. We'll phone up the Canadian Mounties and give them what's for.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it. It's DNA Doll and their song.
Anything you want to say, 08700 800 1234. We hear it on the phone.
Happy Christmas, my love. I'm so excited for Seychelles. And I've arranged for us to marry and then stay there for a glorious month-long honeymoon.
Paul?
No, it's allocated to my ear.
Paul, put the phone down.
No, I'm sorry.
Put the phone down.
Bye.
Put the phone down,
Paul. Put the phone down. No,
why? Put the phone down and go to www.themonsoonbassoon.co.uk.
No, it's salted.net.
Put the phone down.
Oi.
Put the phone down.
No, it's
Paul,
outdated.
Put the phone down, man.
Why?
It's not funny anymore. Put it down. Stop saying why. Put the phone down, you rabbit.
I'm a rabbit.
Put the phone down, Paul.
What's the problem?
Paul.
Yeah, go back to your rabbit hole, you rabbit.
Go back to your warren. yeah, it worked. The rabbit digs always work. 08700 800 1234. Playing Cliff Richard. We've got the Cliff Richard story coming up in the next half hour, celebrating 66 years of Cliff Richard on this planet Earth. I salute that. Stop
well,
picking your nose, you coke fiend.
Nobody cares about what we say. We say,
no.
Give us a call with your views.
No
Have you
cares.
Read anything interesting in a paper?
This is the...
Can you stop interrupting me?
No, I can't, Trev. Uh-oh. This is the prize drop draw. We didn't even bother doing it.
Yeah, if anybody wants to come down to the studio...
No one's listening. No one's listening to
well,
us.
We'll give them some CDs.
No one's listening. Hello, XFM.
Fuck it.
He's listening. Hello, XFM. Hello? 0795?
Yeah, there's a What's Up song. Did you see it on Top of the Pops?
Nope. Hello, XFM.
You have an idea for your show?
What?
I have an idea for your show.
If it's rude, I'll read out your phone number, 0771.
It's not rude. It's not rude.
Come on, then.
It's getting viewers, listeners to phone in and see if they make a big Hollywood version of Goodnight Sweetheart, who'd play Guy Sparrow.
Are you Tom off of Big Brother?
No.
This is the only way you can get fame now, isn't it?
You see,
Trevor, you've even kissed a girl before, have you?
I beg your pardon?
Have you even kissed a girl before?
I don't think Trevor's ever kissed a guy before. Have you, Tom, from Big Brother?
I'm not Tom from Big Brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom from Big Brother is on the phone.
Yeah, you listen to me, Tom, right?
I'm not Tom.
Yeah, this is a desperate attempt for fame.
You're not called Trevor.
Yeah, you listen to me.
I've never kissed a girl before.
Right, that's it. Put the phone down, Tom.
Okay.
Put the phone down now.
Put the phone down, Tom.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, you put Christmas to you too. Put the phone down, Tom. No, don't press a button, Tom. Put the phone down. Yeah, that's better. 08700 800 1234. If any of the other Big Brother contestants want to give us a call, we're ready and waiting.
That's PJ.
Yeah. PJ Harvey, PJ Harvey.
We love PJ. My bad fault.
You've not phoned up the Mounties yet.
PJ Harvey.
You've not phoned up the Canadian Mounties and given them a right good seeing to on the phone
we'll
promised.
We'll do it now.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I've got the number here. It's on this bit of paper here.
Let's do it now, yeah?
All right, let me play Tommy in the show for them. We'll do it.
Let's go for it.
Nice one.
Can't drive the desk, buddy, that's why.
Because you're not as funny as you think you are.
No, because if you turned the sound up, it might have been funny.
If you thought of an idea, CD's broken.
Aye.
Trevor's on the phone. Someone phoned up and called him a dick. Right, let's see. The CD's working. The CD is working.
Oh, I think we should plan this show a bit better.
Let's stop that and do it again because that was a little bit rubbish. You're listening to London's 104.9 Sex FM, Ian Lee's Shun Sundays. I'm joined by Trevor Jackson. Trevor, hi.
Hi.
Here's a record. See, it's easy. Anyone can do it like properly. He's making it sound crap. That's the skill. What's... Oh, something's happened. I don't know what's happened. Hang on. Why is... something's come up on the screen there. I don't even know what that means. Look, that's terrifying. It's gone. I've got rid of it. I fixed it. I'm going to apologise to any listeners out there who may have been offended by the sound of Trevor's voice earlier on. I'll say no more. Faders were up that shouldn't have been up. I'll say no more. People phone us.
If you would learn,
I will say no more.
What the buttons do, Ian.
I know. If you learn what your voice does. Anyway, 08700 800 1234. We won't take any more calls. It's the last half hour of the evening, and boy, it's been a real bitch of a night, hasn't it? Huh?
Oh man, crazy. I'm a bit shocked. I'm a bit shocked.
I'll be honest. Should we play another record?
No, let's chat for a bit more.
Is it safe?
Who's that, man? Someone's lurking around outside the studio. I'll tell you what.
Talk on the microphone. Have you learned nothing? You've been in the wireless industry now for 8 months. You've not even learned to talk into the bloody microphone.
Yeah, since Shawnee left, man, it's gone mental. I know. Someone's coming in.
Hi there.
I'm Gordon, then.
Gordon.
I'm taking over at midnight.
Huh? What the hell is going on? He's turned the lights up. We've been sabotaged. He's up and down. Psychedelic. It's a strobe. Trevor's epileptic. Gordon, why are you here, man? You're not supposed to be here now.
Can you turn the lights down, man?
turn the lights down.
He's coming here. He's taking over the studio. I'm Gordon.
Shawnee's doing. He's got his special new job, has he?
Yeah, he's doing rent boy work now.
So, and you're doing what craziness have you got at midnight?
Well, music. It's a music station, Ian. Yeah. You do the funny stuff. I've got to play the music.
Right, that sounded a little bit sarcastic to me.
Yeah, he comes, bowls in here, turns the lights up. I'm Gordon. Is that Gordon Lancaster? Lancaster, sorry. Pick up Gordon.
What, have you got any crazy songs for us tonight?
I'm going to be starting with the Foo Fighters in.
Very nice, I like it.
Yeah, tasteful stuff.
Yeah, like it. And anything else? Just Foo Fighters?
I can't remember. The log's over there, and you know, it's out of the studio.
Oh, really? We bring in our own CDs and play whatever we want. We don't follow a list. Speaking of which, here's my favourite band at the moment and their new song.
Yeah, and yeah, don't forget anything you want to say to me,
Shut
Ian,
up, Trevor.
Or Gordon.
Shindiggery, I think. Ian Lee, Shindiggery. You're guaranteed to have a ball at this online party. It's dangerous, mysterious. You could even describe it as quite shindiggerous.
All right. And we went and I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What's your problem?
Oh, play that magic, Mr. Fingers.
Shindiggery, I think.
Yeah, hit it. Download it now. We'll tell you how. And you can join us at this hip and happening Shindiggerous crowd. Podcast it on iTunes as your favorite MP3. They call it Shindiggery. Yeah.
And I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah.